RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sound bites from yesterday's game. Bite Me, sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio. Three favorites for $15.99 plus $2 off personal pitchers.
7:01 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday morning quarterback. Baltimore Ravens with a big win, setting up the showdown, winner take all matchup with the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football up in Pittsburgh. They win 41-24 over the Green Bay Packers. Derrick Henry, 36 carries, 216, four touchdowns. John Harbaugh spoke about the intent to run the ball after the game.
You can't. It's one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. You know, I mean, it was hard downhill running, but also a lot of make miss. I mean, he's making guys miss. He's taking it inside, taking it outside. You'd be remiss not to talk about the offensive line and the tight ends, but also the wide receivers. I'm going to tell you, when you watch that tape, you guys go back and watch the tape, you're going to see everybody blocking, including the wide receivers. And I got a little Zay out there blocking people. Bate is blocking people. Hop is blocking people. They all are. 81's in there fighting, blocking people. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You talk about a team that cares about one another.
Hey, who's a bigger cheerleader now here, Pete Carroll?
Oh, it's him.
I mean, well, hold on. Let me say this. He does it post-game. Pete does it in-game.
I'll say this, though. I mean, I never saw downhill make you miss running from Derrick Henry. I've never seen that before.
It's amazing.
I don't think I've ever seen that from him before.
He has a chance to break the all-time touchdown list, but a record. But yeah, that's never seen it either. Never knew that one of the best backs in football could be given the ball 30-some times and still be okay.
Downhill make you miss.
Yeah. From him?
That's different.
Did you see that stiff arm when he put the hand in the guy's? I never saw that from him before. I've never seen that from Derrick Henry.
That was a make you miss.
Yeah. John Harbaugh talked about whether or not the team was intentionally physical on Saturday.
I don't really want to connect those two things because they're both true, but we're intentional about that every week. We want to play that way every single week, and we are physical every single week. I thought it really expressed itself today for sure, and we were able to move the chains. We were able to stay on the field. We did the things to stay on the field and extend the drives. We've been doing those things all year, but something would intercede and knock us off the field, and we did get a chance to express that physicality with more plays. We got the plays today. We got the time of possession today that we hadn't had in other games sometimes. So just really proud of that. I think that's the difference.
Mike, just want to remind you right now that while Ed Norris is not in, that extra camera is on you. So the listeners and viewers saw you roll your eyes. they saw the eye roll, Mike.
They were physical. I mean, and it was intentional. You took Ronnie Stanley and you made him a tight end one time. You had two tight ends in the game. You went physical. You knocked guys off the ball. Charlie Kohler's in there.
But don't tell me you do that every week, though.
Ricard, yeah, you don't can't say you do that every week because you didn't do it the week before against the Patriots. And you had an 11-point lead with 12 minutes left in the game. No, you did not do that. So you can say whatever you want. And, you know, John Harbaugh is very good, and I've said this before, at building teams, especially losing. That's what he does. That's one of his strengths. But to come up with some of this stuff, now you were intentional. You wanted to come out. You were playing with a backup quarterback. You knew you had to be physical. You did what you had to do, and you won. That's the name of the game.
Harbs, did the first touchdown set the tone?
probably really critical. I would say, you know, Tyler can answer that. But from I felt good about it. It sure made me feel confident. You know, I was happy to see it. Got us off on the right foot. Got the lead. That was good for us, too. We ended up taking the ball. We don't always do that. Got the lead. That was big.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing. Don't usually see them take the ball.
No.
I know.
But, yeah, I mean, they did everything they were supposed to do in that game, especially, you know, when we talk about running the football. It was different. Like, I've said this for, before in games where I understand getting the ball at halftime, but sometimes I just want to put my best foot down and start the game and then have you chase me.
This is why they decided to take the ball first.
It was twofold. It was try to get the lead, and I thought we could do it, you know, but also the wind, because that wind was howling in that one direction down there. So that was the bonus to that was we would have the wind in the fourth quarter at our back for Tyler Loop if we needed it.
Okay.
If you get a lead, you put pressure on a backup quarterback.
Yep. At home.
Malik Willis. Yes. And that's what it accomplished.
Coach Harb, were you holding a different play sheet on Saturday?
Oh, no. No. The same play sheet I always have. Yeah.
Now, you said, Mike, that's not – you never noticed that before.
I haven't. And I've evidently watched the coach for a long time.
Evidently, the person asked the question didn't notice it either, unless he wouldn't have asked the question.
And apparently, some other people in the media had noticed it too, because it was talked about. So it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently, and Jonas is that type of person who notices every little thing, mm-hmm. and every little stat. He saw that. And
Jonas Schaefer asked that question. Now, I'm going to say to Coach Harb the same thing I said to you a couple of minutes ago. Coach, you know we're on camera, right? You do know we can go back and look this up to see whether or not you have, in that fact, held that
sheet. You don't know
before.
Where he keeps it, though. Like, yeah. This is the first time he pulled it out just to take a peek. Oh, that's what we're running? Yeah, I don't – look, I have never seen that ever in John Harbaugh's hands. It doesn't mean – like, this could – is this a situation where we're like, people go, hey, Joe Flacco's never looking at that iPad and he's never talking to his receiver. Well, that's BS. He did. Maybe not as much as some other ones, but he did. Maybe he had it another week and I just didn't notice it. Is it like buying a new car and you're like, nobody's got this color. And all of a sudden you get on the road and you see three cars the same color as yours. You're like, some bitch. I feel like it's like, is it that situation where you're looking at Harbaugh? It's like, he's never had it. He's never had it. He's got it. When did he have it? I've never seen him with the play sheet. Ever.
Harb's talking about his post-game message to his team.
The heart of the message is just how much I'm proud. It's like my dad texts after every single win and he said, this may be your team's greatest win ever. He says it every week. And every week he's right. And he's especially right this week, too. And that's how I started off the meeting after we prayed and gave glory and honor to where it belongs. This was probably our greatest win ever. I'd have to quote my dad on that one.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Robbie and Timonium wants to weigh in on Preston's article. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, you know, I agree with Mike's article. I know it's true, absolutely true, and I agree. But let me say this. Lamar Jackson, he goes to sleep in a game, and all of us have went to, at meetings. Every one of us have went to sleep at meetings. The guy wins 70% of his games. He's playing the video games at his house, not at a strip club, not at a bar. The Ravens don't have to make any apologies for him. So in Lamar's defense, if the Ravens run him, that's ludicrous. I can remember a guy, and I'll end this now. I can remember a guy that came from my school, played video games with my son every day, did his job, went to work. Now he's on the radio, got the best talk show on the radio, and he's with the Orioles. Is that you, Rob Long? Man, these people got to be nuts. Lamar's winning 70% of his game, and he's at home. The Ravens don't have to apologize for nothing this guy does. And all he does is win. Rob, have a good day. You, Mike Preston, have a good day. And I know your article is true, but let's just get off this and win this next football game.
Yeah, I didn't want you to have a good day, Jeremy.
No, he wanted me to have a great day. He's going to call me separately.
By the way, I thought that's what meetings were for.
What, sleeping?
To go to sleep. I got some of the best sleep I ever got at meetings, man.
No, we get meetings that should be emails. Why am I here for an hour when you could have emailed that to me?
You know, I want to know, though, how did he know it was true?
Your article?
Yes.
Because you wrote it.
No, but how did he know it was true? Does he have sources over there?
He's connected.
At the castle?
No, he's just having faith in you.
Oh, okay. I get that.
Yeah. won't you take credit for it, man? By the way, Robbie, what video games does Lamar like? No, I'm joking. Let's go to Steve in Pasadena. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning? Great show, man.
Thank you, sir.
And great win by the Ravens, and I think they take Steelers next week, no problem, man. My big thing was I wanted to get to Preston, man. Hey, okay. Preston, I love you, man. I love the article. I read it, and I like a man that puts a different perspective on stuff, and that's the reason why I like watching you and checking you out in your articles and all, and I watch you on Touchdown Baltimore with Bruce Lair. Both of y'all tell it the way it is, and that's the way it is, so... Have a good day, man.
That's just the way it is.
And you know, something that's very fascinating was I've written this article. I wrote it at the beginning of the season.
You talked about it on the
show. I talked about it on this show. I talked about it in the pregame show. I've mentioned it several times on Touchdown Baltimore. And what people don't realize is what I'm telling him, and maybe he gets it, is that the older you get in this league, you have to work harder. It's true in any sport, in anything you do.
In life.
But in football, especially, and I told him, go talk to Ray Lewis, go talk to Shannon Sharp, go talk to Rod Woodson. What did you guys do to prolong your career? You play 8 years in this league right now. What do I have to do to prolong this?
Here's the problem, though, Mike. We are now in the generation where we can't disagree. I either agree with you or you're an idiot.
Yes.
There's no... I disagree with that. And walk on. You either agree with what I'm saying or you are an idiot. That's the generation we live in.
Yes.
A guy called here and criticized because he thinks I like the Orioles more than I like the Ravens. But what he doesn't realize is he's guilty of what he's accused me of because obviously he likes the Ravens more than the Orioles. You know what I mean? But I'm wrong because in his opinion, I don't put the right team in the right order. So gotcha. I'm wrong. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Again, his opinion. 410-583-1057 is the number. Mike Preston's report card at 7:30. But on the other side, offensive and defensive players of the game up next on the...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Fan, you know, there's no mystery here. Who's the Ravens offensive player of the game?
But I like the
Zay
guy.
Flowers, 4 catches, 30 yards, yeah. Touchdown. No, it's got to be Derrick Henry, 36 carries, 216, 6 yards a carry, 4 touchdowns. What a performance by Mr. Henry, the future Hall of Famer.
There's no question, but I feel like you got to bring up Mike Preston and Manny think the same guy. What you were talking
Patrick
about
Ricard.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that lead blocking he was done. And remember how he started at the beginning of the season when he was coming off that injury? And he looked sluggish, man. And he would just get pancaked a couple times. But then to watch his progress until Saturday night, man, he was just train wrecking.
If Manny doesn't call this morning while Mike Preston's here, I've come to the conclusion that they're the same person.
Yeah. I still haven't given it up if he calls while Mike Preston is here. I just think Mike's that talented. Hey, the other part of this, too, is like Brian Baldinger, talking about Derrick Henry, everybody's going to focus on the yardage and all that. There was a play in the game where there was a free rusher, and it was supposed to be a play-action pass. Instead of Derrick Henry going in to fake like he's picking up the pass, he just went over and popped the guy that was the free rusher. And you watch Huntley, he goes back to like fake the handoff, and he's not there, and he just drops back and passes.
Right.
And like it's a play that you won't look at.
But he's bad in pass pro.
I think it's a very heads-up play.
But he's bad in pass pro.
Well, here's the thing. They kept saying that he fumbled last week, which caused problems. It made him come out with that vengeance. I don't think that was the problem. I think Derrick Henry was saying, you got to play me. And in the last 12 minutes of a game where we have an 11-point lead, I got to touch the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out with that vendetta of give me the ball and let me show you what I can do. And he did that.
He said, let me heal you.
My defensive player of the game, I'm going with Travis Jones. I like him, Preston. He had 4 tackles, 1.5 sacks.
Nate Wiggins had like 7 tackles, right?
Yeah. But he missed 10.
7 out of 10 is not bad.
Seven out of 17.
Played well was Trenton Simpson.
Yeah, he did too.
He had finished with 7 tackles, but man, he was all over the field. He made that one where he's late getting on the field, and then Willis starts to run around the corner, left corner, and he ran him down. And this guy, they got him back to his old position of where he played at Clemson. You know, he's no longer worried about pass coverage and dropping back. He's not a weak side linebacker. He's a go fetch guy. Put him on the corner and let him go, and that's what they've done.
I like when you have a go fetch guy, just let him go fetch.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mean that to be demeaning. It's almost like
it's not demeaning.
When you call a guy a garbage player in basketball, it just means he cleans up everything.
As a coach, you're supposed to put the people in a position to be successful. If he's not good at that, why ask him to do it?
Right.
You're exposing him. You know what I mean? Put him in a position to make him successful. Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello, what's going on, fellas?
Nothing.
What's up, man?
They got it done.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, Mike?
How are you, sir?
Hey, Mike, I ain't gonna lie, man. I might have to be your Twitter protector or security guard on there, man. I ain't taking no Mike Preston slack. It's like, no, I'm playing with y'all. I just came to call in, man. I'm a little upset this morning because it's like Ravens fans want to be mad at me because I'm saying we still got a shot, well, to make the playoffs. Like, let me ask y'all something, right? I know y'all Ravens fans, right? Regardless of the situation, I still want John Harbaugh gone, right? But I still want my team to make the playoffs.
I'm with you.
If we got a chance to make the playoffs, why is fans crying talking about, no, I want to top 11 pick? And I'm not saying I said this when the same fans be crying talking about EDC don't do good in the draft. Man, what that man saying, what that GM saying in L.A., F them draft picks, hello? Like, what you just say, Mike? Feed Derrick Henry. If we get in the playoffs, feed Derrick Henry. Hello? I thought Rob was about to say his offensive player of the game was Rashad Bateman because he played like ass out there, man. You know, he out there still doing cardio. But, hey, man, I love talking to y'all, man. Hey, Ravens fans, don't freak out, man. We all want John Harbaugh gone, but let's not remember. Thanksgiving, we was crashing out wide. Oh, my God, we just lost to the Bengals. Our division hopes are gone. It's still alive. Hello? It's still alive. So, like, come on. And I guarantee, if you don't want the Ravens to win because you want Harbaugh, I'm going to call it out. You a fake fan, man. I'm calling it out. Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Y'all have a great day, okay?
You too. Let's go to Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Good. How are you, Mike?
All righty. How are you, sir?
Good. The Ravens get another chance at the playoffs this week. Are we better off with the healthy Tyler Huntley or a less than 100% Lamar Jackson? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. It all depends on how under 100% he is, because there's no quarterback, starting quarterback in the National Football League right now 100%.
Yeah.
No one. If you've played at least 12, 13 games so far this year, you're not 100%. I don't care what position you're playing.
Well, hell, Shedeur Sanders just came in not that long ago, and last week he was talking about missing the end of his finger, right? He got stepped on or something. Everybody's got something barking at this point. It's just a matter of how serious it is.
Right.
It's a good thing that the NFL takes player safety serious and that we didn't have 3 games on Thursday and 2 on Saturday. And we'll have another Monday night playoff game and 2 more Saturday games. By the way, we had another 3 Thursday games on Thanksgiving, plus a Friday game. We were in Brazil and Germany and Ireland and London. They care about player safety.
Shallow in West Baltimore. And what's Spain. Up, Shallow?
Spain. Hello?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I'm here, man. Give me a chance, man. You know, like, I'm sitting here listening to all these callers, right? So I'm going to agree and disagree. Huh? First of all, I'm going to disagree first. I'm going to Mike Preston first.
Uh-oh.
You know, Lamar Jackson been here like 7 or 8 years, right?
Eight.
And the team, the season has not been what we thought it was going to be, right? So I look at Lamar Jackson as an individual football player, right? And when I look at him and you come out with this article, right, it's just sad how you came on and you said, I have nothing better to do, so I just talked about just him playing video games. This man is home.
I said, I have nothing. Wait a minute. You said, I have nothing better to do than to write about Lamar.
I think he threw that in.
Oh.
He threw that in. You said, but the point is, right? Here's the point. Right? We talked about a 28, 29-year-old individual just doing things on his time, right? Now, like the guy said, I'm quite sure a lot of us came to work tired before, probably fell asleep or whatever the case may be, and I worked. But at the end of the day, if that's not affecting his play on the field, right, why are we talking about it? Right? My thing is this, right? I remember the guy said, because I watched the Raiders for a long time, I'm quite sure you followed them. But I remember we went through numerous amount of quarterbacks. Numerous. Could never get it right. You can go on and on. But here you got a franchise quarterback. Like the guy said, have done nothing but try to win. No, we don't have a Super Bowl. But when you look at his production and on the field, even though we've come up short, it's bigger than Lamar Jackson for what's going on with this team. But to write about what the man do at home.
Why?
Not commit no crime. Hold up. Let me finish. Not commit no crime, right? Tell me how many times have we found out anything about this guy? Other than when he first bought the car, and he was speaking. We heard nothing else about him. Wrong. But you find things to tie people down. And it's like, it's sad because he could be doing a lot of other things. And here in Florida, I mean, he could be doing a lot of things. But when you go out and do these things for these kids and all that, you're not going to report that. You're going to report something that makes somebody look bad, and it's sad. I'm saying it's because people think it's a joke. People call it, get rid of Lamar, get rid of Lamar. Get rid of them all if you want to. I'm telling you, this team is going to suffer. I'm saying everybody thinks things are funny and a joke. I mean, the man's home, not committing no crimes. I'm saying.
Hey, Shallow, I appreciate your point.
Repeating it.
Yeah, you kind of repeat it, but appreciate your point, my friend. Thanks a lot for the call. 410-583-1057 is the number.
Yeah, I mean, what he's saying, though, is it's almost like, hey, just because he's not doing anything wrong, we'll tolerate anything else or what he deems to be wrong. Are you saying that you think Mike's not telling the truth about the stories, or are you saying that you don't care if the stories are true?
Yeah, I think the point is he shouldn't report it. But however, this is the case, though. If you are elite quarterback and you want elite results, then you have to have elite preparation. I think that's Mike's point.
Correct.
410-583-1057 is the number. Fan reaction, more fan reaction at 7:45. But on the other side, the professor is in. Mike Preston's report card up next on The Fan. 7:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Hey, Jeremy, all I'm saying is this. Before Mike Preston comes on, if the running backs don't get an A+, I mean, guy has 200 and something yards and 4 touchdowns. What'd the quarterback get, Mike Preston?
You got a B.
Got a B.
16 of 20 for 107 yards and a touchdown. He managed the game well.
He did.
That's what you wanted.
That's
and they
did.
Got it from him.
He did not lose the game.
Get a B.
What about the running backs?
Running backs, they get an A.
What happened to the plus?
There's no such thing as an A+, because you can never play a game in football where you don't make a mistake.
I didn't see it.
Ever happen.
I didn't see this mistake.
Well,
that was made.
That's because you don't do the report card.
I don't know what's worse.
I don't know
what's worse. Your article about Lamar or the fact you didn't give up an A+.
I gave him an A. I gave Patrick Ricard an A too. Also part of this because he played extremely well with the lead blocking. But they get an A.
What about offensive line?
Offensive line, they had 307 yards on the ground and they had a total offense of 414 yards. I thought they played well. They got a B+. Wide receivers, I gave them a C. Zay Flowers, 4 catches for 30 yards. Well,
it's right here. I'm right looking at C+.
Well, I know on my sheet, I gave him a C.
Anyway, the editor changed it.
Tight end Mark Andrews, 4 catches for 28 yards. I don't care if they don't have this big, heavy involvement in the game plan. If they're winning and they're running the football, then they are what they are. And
what are they?
They were average participants in the game.
Man, you were trying to get him to do something out of pocket.
defensive line.
Did you know what happened? He didn't text me the entire game Saturday. He didn't text me.
I did text you once.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Text you once. See, yeah, I told
you. Yeah, you did. I'm sorry. I'll back up there. Defensive line.
I gave them a B-. You know, they held the Packers 79 yards rushing on 17 carries, and 9 of them from were Willis. 9 carries, 60 yards. I think John Jenkins and C.J. Okoye played well in the middle. But again, they don't get any pass rush. I think those days are over where they're going to get that pass rush in the middle. It ain't going to happen.
Stop hoping.
Yes. Linebackers, I gave them a C-. I thought that they played well against the run, but in pass defense, they're a little lost. And they only had 2 sacks. And both of those came from outside linebackers. That's a concern. Quarterback hurries, quarterback hits, whatever you want to call it. That's a concern. So they get a C-. Secondary, Willis completed 18 of 21 passes for 288 yards. He completed passes of 39, 30, 40, and 34 yards against this secondary. Nate Wiggins got roasted. Marlon Humphrey gave up some big plays. And anyway, I wanted to ask you guys this, but we'll get to this later.
You gave them a D?
I gave them a D, yeah.
That's, my alcohol must have been sinking in by then, because them dudes deserve an F.
Throw some D's on it.
But that's a bad group there. Special teams, their cover units are enough. Kickoffs were excellent. They were pretty good. Loop hit field goals of 22 and 34 yards. What did they get, Rob? A?
With the special teams?
Yes.
Absolutely. Should have gotten that. See, Jordan, somebody asked me about how's Jordan Stout's punt per average punt coming down?
He only punted one time.
It doesn't matter. He's already in the Pro Bowl. He don't need to put up big numbers now. He already got to the Pro Bowl. He's good.
You can't play in the Pro Bowl if you get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's in the Pro Bowl. All right. What about the coaches?
Coaching, I gave him a B-. I thought Monken came out and did a great job with the Huntley. I thought he did a great job of just keep pounding Henry. But the reason why they got a B-, their defense, man, they got some issues going on. One, they're never going to get a pass rush. You can try to manufacture and do certain things and scheme all you want, but they just don't have the guys up front. And then their secondary, you know, they were getting roasted without the pressure because they're just not very good. So that's why there's things going on in that defense that make you question some of the calls and so forth, but that's why they got a B-.
Jeremy, now that it's flag football to the Pro Bowl, did the punters even play?
I don't think so. Why would you?
Yeah.
Who ain't going for it? It's flag football.
I don't even know. I haven't watched this since it turned into flag football. In fact, I didn't watch it probably the last couple of years. It was tackle football, to be honest with you.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, depending on what league you're playing in, usually there's a lot of yardage markers, and then when you get, like, penalties or a sack or something, you have, like, double sticks, and you still see cats going for it on 4th and 30. Don't matter. So I don't think you need the punter.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Columbia and get Herbie. What's up, Herbie?
I want to defend journalism and Mike Preston for a second, because I think he's a gem that we have here in Baltimore. For instance,
the camera's on.
Freedom of the press is so important. And I took the route of changing the Baltimore banner because I didn't like ownership, for instance, of the Baltimore Sun. I'm glad Mike is still with the Baltimore Sun. I have to listen to the show, which I enjoy, and I also watch Touchdown Baltimore for Mike. I love his report card, and I love his reporting. You know, people at meetings can fall asleep. Any of us can. If you have a boss for 20 years and they keep rambling and rambling, you can close your eyes. People can play video games. That's fine. And it's fine to report that. But I have a question for Mike regarding Lamar and actually John Harbaugh. Do you ever get feedback from them that accuse you of anything? Or do they take the right route and suck it up and have a reporter report on them?
Never have I had any feedback from Lamar. That's definite. And I've gone over there after written stuff and not one word exchanged. John Harbaugh, I mean, I saw he denied and said he had a great relationship with Lamar Jackson, I think it was Wednesday, which was to be expected. I mean, I knew he was going to say that. And he has to defend his quarterback. That's what he has to do. But, you know, the thing that got me and it made me laugh was when he said he had a A-plus relationship with Lamar, and I'm like, I would never.
Not the way it doesn't even look like that on camera. It doesn't look like that when they interact with one another during the game. It doesn't look to me like it's an A-plus relationship.
Yeah, that was a little stretch.
But there's no such thing as an A-plus.
That's right.
It's not a perfect relationship.
Right? That is very true. That is very true.
He's Mike's
but
grades.
For the most part, it's all fine. And they know I'm not going to just make up stuff. Come on. I've been over there for 30 years. Ever since the team arrived here, I've been covering this league since 87. They know I'm not going to make up stuff, and I have a very good relationship with John, and I get along with him well, so I don't expect any blowback. But I will say this. You know, all these people, they started taking a referendum on me, you know, like, I'm this, I'm that, and then they go back and they bring up all this old stuff. He had a fight with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and whatever. You name me a beat writer who ever covered an NFL team or a columnist that didn't have arguments with players in the locker room.
If you write anything that's remotely negative, of course they're going to be upset.
Right, and that's what they do. And I know in 2000, I used to get in fights with these guys every day, but I liked doing that because I went in and I had that relationship with Tony Siragusa and Michael McCrary and Ray Lewis. That's what we did. And we exchanged, but then we got along because the next day, as Eric Rett would say, you write some bad stuff, and the next day you're right up here and asking me, do I have a minute? That's the way it goes. That's the way it is in locker rooms. And those people who don't really understand, you don't understand the dynamics of what goes on in a locker room. You just have your opinion from the outside, and you really need to be in a locker room, but you're not there. So I don't value those opinions much. But thank you for giving me the compliment. And I was actually imitating Jeremy, when you said that. Oh,
yeah. The good, the bad, the ugly at 8 o'clock with more reaction from you. 410-583-1057. Up next on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Monday morning quarterback, let's go straight to the phone lines. Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Hey, I got a couple things to say to Mike, and then Mike, well, I want to say something either. Hey, Mike, I don't have a problem with you, Mr. Rope, man. I really don't. I mean, I know when I was 29, I'm not a professional athlete, but you do have to change your work habits and everything, your eating habits when you get 29 and stuff like that. So I get that.
He will be 29 in January.
Okay. And as far as the meetings and going and changing the time, that's a Raven problem. Look, if the Ravens allow him to do that, then that's on them to change that. It didn't seem to bother them last year, and they changed the practice. He had one of the most amazing seasons I ever seen. Mm-hmm. So, but that's the Raven problem to do that. And Rob, mm-hmm. I always got to give you a little needle, man. Now, if number 10 comes to you and tell you, hey, coach, I need to play my video game, so I'm going to be an hour late for practice to change the practice. You better do it, because the way I see you,
I bet I won't.
I know you're not. But I'm saying, the way she sat down 23 the other night in the second half, that's what I was saying there. That's what I was saying there. Hey, she sat 23 completely down.
I didn't know you were there, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Darryl.
I was there.
Yeah, don't try to talk to him after a loss, but you can talk to him after a win.
They'll be either way. Tyler the Great in Baltimore. What's up, Tyler?
First, I just want to ask Mike Preston. Well, I ain't even going to ask. My opinion on the article is, and my opinion how I feel about just Lamar showing up for us. It's just like, at the end of the day, you can't really question this man's preparation. He's done everything to get himself to this point. Has he been injured, and has he probably not been at some meetings or probably focusing on recovery? That's another question to be answered. But at the end of the day, the proof is in the pudding. You cannot prepare and play that well. You cannot be unprepared and show up and play great like this man does on a consistent basis. When you look at John Harbaugh's record since 2015 without Lamar Jackson, it's 28 and 36. With Lamar Jackson, it's 37 and 12. So you can't critique this man's preparation based upon one season where there has been some mishaps and injuries and other things else going on that has not been picture perfect. You're a reporter. It's your job to do so. So I try to give you a grace. I think you probably are a good guy. But at the same time, it has to be some balance here. We can't be talking about trading this guy. Like, it's crazy to me. But have a great day.
You too, man. The pudding stays terrible this year.
You can critique him.
Yeah.
That's what I do. And after 8 years, yes, I can make those evaluations. And he's 3-5 in the postseason.
You can make them, and they don't have to like them. That's the thing that we're not understanding. Yes, you can write all of those things. And on the other side, you have the right not to like what he's saying.
Right.
And that's what we're not understanding here.
What is – I'm going to leave Mike out of this. What is his main job, like, as a columnist?
To report what he sees.
Yes. And what did I tell him? Everybody was doing this weekend. They were talking about Mike Preston. So whatever you wrote, that article got everybody talking. And the fact that it's still going on, I do like the fact that there are people that want to defend Lamar and come in. But if any of this stuff is true, then yes, that should ding him. Like, you should.
He's a columnist.
Yes.
Right.
A columnist.
And I've been accused of clickbaiting. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
I never heard of it before. So it's something new for me because I'm old school.
You know, you weren't clickbaiting. You were gaslighting.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
How are you, man?
I got a quick question for Mike because I don't know. This secondary, it looks lost. And my question to you is this Chuck Pagano – or is it Zach Orr? What is the chain of command there, and how does that work? Because Pagano is the secondary coach, and I don't hear a lot of people talking about, you know, him when it comes to the secondary. How does this actually work those two?
I think it's both. You know, you can't have one without the other, because I think Chuck Pagano has been around long enough that he has input, and he has his say, but there's still times when they just look confused. Out of whack, and part of it is definitely because of the pass rush or lack of it. But again, their covers sometimes coverages are bizarre, and even they find it bizarre. And we'll see what happens. But I think they all have significant input. I think John Harbaugh has input, because one of the reasons why he hired Zach Orr is young, and John Harbaugh can go up and say,
impressionable. Yep.
Yes, I can pretty much tell you what I want. And you'll do it. Todd Monken might be a little bit more resistant, which is why maybe we didn't see Derrick Henry carry the ball so much when they had an 11-point lead with 12 minutes left in the game last week against the Patriots.
Keith in Crofton. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys, I got to make this quick. I got an 8 o'clock meeting, and I got to find my pillow.
Okay. You should have been up playing video games. Go ahead.
My question to you guys is, do you believe Coach when he says that he's never been more proud of his team, and do you think that might be a little bit of a dig on Lamar?
Hold on. Did they win? No, I don't believe him.
No, I don't think it was a dig on Lamar at all. In fact, he referenced it by saying his dad always says this may be your greatest win ever. And well, he says he was kind of...
I think I see where it comes from, though, Rob, is the fact that if his dad only calls him after he wins, now yeah. I understand why he said
that.
To win.
I thought that was funny, too. I was kind of disappointed you didn't jump on that, Jeremy.
No, I mean, I did now. I was waiting for the right time.
I don't think it was a dig on Lamar. I think it was just kind of like an ode to his dad. Let's go to Pikesville and get John. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. First of all, I want to say thank God for Mike Preston. I mean, no one wants to address the elephant in the room. As a original PSL owner and sitting in Section 129 and seeing all of our neighbors are those in the Section 129, we all came in together as PSL owners, to see all of them selling out from Section 4 rows ahead to 4 rows behind, all new guys, because the PSL owners got tired of it and they sold off the tickets.
Got tired of what?
This is
this play?
I'm sorry?
Got tired of what?
Got tired of watching Lamar Jackson. When he came into this season, I assume he didn't come in with a injury. His first 3 games was the same Lamar. He wants to prove he's a pocket passer. There's a stat out there. I'm going to send it to you, Mike. There's a stat out there that shows the top sack quarterbacks through this season. And then there's another caveat to that stat. The caveat is quarterbacks that get sacked that is self-inflicted. Mm. And Lamar is number one in the analytics of being sacked because it was self-inflicted, staying in the pocket, not rolling out. I watched one sack where Stanley looked down at him and say, "Why are you still here?" The issue is how many sacks did they get against Snoop? You need a manager. There's intent. There's tangibles that goes with leadership and champions. Lamar.
So you're winning the championship with Snoop.
Where he plays video.
John. Are you winning the championship with Snoop?
Prepare for the opposing team.
John. Are you winning the championship with Snoop?
No.
Okay, so why do you want that? Let's take this to task. The first 3 games, he completed 73% of his passes for a pass rating of 144, and he had 70 yards rushing. Second game, completed 66% of his passes for a passer rate of 128. Third game, he had a completion percentage of 78 for a passer rating of 148 and rushed for 35 yards. He had 9 touchdowns, no interceptions, and rushed 4 touchdowns in his first 3 games. And your PSL owners decided after those games that you wanted to sell. All right.
I think he said years passed.
No, he said after the first 3 games he had enough.
Well, and this is kind of, when you talk about Lamar, you write about him, it's polarizing. It is. And the more that I kind of see this, it's generational. You know, people who were born in my time, in my era, you learned that you had to go to practice, you had to work hard, you had to do this in preparation. All right. And now you have the more of the younger generation saying, it's about me, it's about I. And they do things their way. And that's kind of what you see going on.
Yeah, I think it's generational for a lot of other reasons as well.
There was a post here. I don't know if you saw this stat. Real quick. We have the top 6 QBRs of all time in a single game. Drake May this weekend, 99.8. Only 5 other quarterbacks have done it. I'm going to read you the names. Carson Palmer, Colin Kaepernick, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, there are, you can sit here and take singular games from a season and go, this is bad, I don't like this. But overall, this guy should have won 3 MVPs. There's no reason to sit here and say he can't play. I mean, obviously some of the things that Mike brought up, I think You could sit here.
It has to be addressed.
Yes.
But don't give me that. Yeah, you can't, just stop. Game balls at 8:15, but on the other side, I'm good. Mike Preston is bad. Jeremy Kahn.
I'm ugly.
Up next on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.